And the Beavers were victorious 50-6 over the Colby Eagles, and they'll have to face another team that wears black and orange. It's going to be Smoky Valley coming to town for a 7 o'clock kickoff in the Week 9 playoff on Friday nights. We're going to be joined here starting off with a couple of seniors here for football, and leading things off is going to be Cesar Peregrino. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Was it weird going through all the senior night festivities before the game on Friday?
Yeah, it just all went by so fast. Like, I wouldn't see, it's just so weird to me that this is my final year.
Yeah, but you've had a pretty good season nonetheless. In the last two games, you've gotten a little bit of extra playing time on that D-line, you know, because teams love to throw the ball, and you're like, you want to play pass-happy teams, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, you've had a pretty big part of the defense this year with quite a few sacks there, and what's that been like for you here this year?
Well, I don't know, like, honestly, it's been fun because I like every time I see like a team passes often, I just get really excited because I know I'm going to be able to get in and get a chance to get a sack on the QB.
Yeah, you're just I know we've mentioned this, but do linemen kind of still say you got to watch out for this guy when you check in?
Not necessarily. Like, they just kind of look at me like they like have a puzzled face, like look in their faces because I'm like, I'm so little. But then like once I like start getting through them, they're like, okay, now we need to watch out for him. Like, they don't like expect it, and I like that. I think that's funny to me.
Well, you've had a big season here this year, and does it seem like it should be playoff time?
No. I mean, if I'm being honest, this season has flown by really fast. It almost feels like last season, but a little much quicker.
Yeah, just wait till you get older. Time goes really fast. But, you know, it's playoff time here. Starts with Smoky Valley on Friday nights. And what are you looking forward to with the opportunity of playing at home again on Friday?
I'm looking forward to get some, like, I don't know. Like, what I've seen in film is that they don't really pass the ball, but, like, I'm hoping to still get a good amount of playing time. I'm pretty excited. Hopefully we can beat our record on how much touchdowns we've scored.
All right, that'll work. And score more and continue to score. And of course, you don't want the season in. It's been a pretty fun year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has.
All right, it is senior Cesar Peregrino joining us here. And thanks again, as always, here. And good luck to you coming up here Friday and hopefully a few more games afterwards.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Cesar Peregrino joining us here, and we're going to bring in Aiden Preston here to join us here as well, and he's been getting a lot of playing time here in the last few weeks. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
I got to ask you, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but you had pretty good coverage on a kickoff. You were on the end there, and what was that moment like for you?
I just seen that, like, they weren't really covering the outside as well. So I was just running downfield as fast as I could, and they weren't really looking for me, so I was able to pick off a few tackles down at the end.
All right, and you've had a pretty good season here, and what's been your favorite moment so far this year?
My favorite moments are, well, most of them are probably from practice, you know, just having the team hyped up and just making plays, and then those tackles last week were probably also pretty fun.
You got put in a pretty big role against Holcomb in a big game a couple of weeks ago, and not playing that very often, that position. What was that moment like for you when you got in and when your number was called?
It was a mixture of, like, I'm excited, and all, at the same time, there was a lot of pressure. It was a somewhat of a close game at that point, so I was just excited and nervous.
All right, and what are some things that you've done this year to kind of help make yourself successful and get quite a bit more playing time, not only on the special teams, the kickoff coverage, but also on defense?
At practice, you know, just flying around, not trying to walk everywhere and take breaks. Just doing my best to make myself noticed.
What would you like to see from the team here as you move through this, starting off here Friday night with Smoky Valley?
I definitely think that we can beat Smoky Valley, so I want to see us take it to Andale and possibly beat them or make it a good game.
All right. I like that. That's It's tough to not overlook a team this Friday night and think about maybe the possibility of Andale down the road, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the time here, Aiden, and a great season so far for you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, it is senior Aiden Preston joining us here as we now bring in Coach Jim Turner. And last Friday night, a 50-6 win over the Colby Eagles. You got out big to a 22-0 start, and then they scored six there in the second. It was 22-6 at halftime, but you guys kind of really took care of business in the second half, outscoring them 28-0. And overall thoughts as you look back from last Friday's game with Colby?
Well, the second quarter, we kind of went into penalty mode. Otherwise, everything was pretty good, you know. Played pretty well for the most part, so happy with that, and just trying to get ready for the next week and hopefully move on down the road. But our seniors done a great job. I mean, Caesar and Aiden both. You know, Aiden, I think we mentioned before, came out as a freshman, didn't come back out, and I think he would be the first one to admit that he wished he would have, you know, come out all 4 years. You know, he's done a great job for us in the position we put him in, and Caesar's our pass rush specialist. If anybody's paid attention to us, if it's second and long or third and long, he's coming in and one of the big boys are coming out. So, you know, he gives us some great quickness on the line, and Aiden does a great job on special teams and when he floats in at either outside linebacker or at corner, you know. So been pretty impressed with both those guys as well as all of our seniors. It's been a fun year. Like they said, it's just really going fast.
It sure has, and I can't believe it's playoff time. One guy I'd like to kind of highlight is Tanner Gooden, defensive tackle in his interior line. Finished with 16 tackles. I don't know if I've seen a defensive tackle have that many in one night.
No, he's got 55 on the season.
Yeah.
You know, we were looking back, and Coach McEacher, and I think he had 50-some on the season. Mm-hmm. You know, we, of course, played all the way through the state championship game that year. I don't know if we've had tackles, and Coach McEacher is an incredible defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. So Tanner's right up there. I mean, he just – when he does his job and gets across the face of the offensive lineman trying to down block him or pin him out and comes down the line of scrimmage, he's in on tackles in his vicinity every time, and he does a great job of running down the field, you know, cross down the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And when you get in trouble, defensive lineman is when you're getting deep in the backfield on a run, and then you're creating seams for people to run against. So he does a great job of that. It's you know, I think struggled some last year, and we finally got him understanding. He came in this year right off the bat and has done a really good job. And, you know, Braden on the other side is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
He's not making as many tackles, but he's doing what we want out of him too.
And I thought that defensively, you guys had some pretty big matchups with them 6'4 kids at the wide receiver, and I thought you guys did a good job of handling them among some of their very talented skill receivers.
Yeah, good receivers. We also did a good job pressuring the quarterback. We didn't get a lot of sacks, but we kept them on the run, which really helps. I mean, quarterbacks don't usually throw as well on the run as they do when they're sitting still, so we kept him moving and did a good job in the secondary. So, you know, we got beat down the field on one of them, but other than that, I think it was pretty good throughout the game.
And a big offensive night, and it was good to see Alex Strango find the end zone for the first time this year.
Yeah, he's a really skilled kid. You know, he's so quick, and you know those quick passes out there, we call him X quick. He just catches it and gets down the field right now. You know, he'll look to dance if he gets 5 or 10 yards, but he wants to get as many yards as possible. And you know, the play he scored on, they kind of, I don't know why, but they kind of forgot to cover him. There wasn't anybody out there, so Cam just threw it out there and scored a touchdown. So that was nice to see that.
Well, you get to the playoff time, and now you have the opportunity to see a lot of run heavy, starting with Smoky Valley on Friday night. I know this is a young team, and they lost their quarterback, I think, early in the season, their regular starting quarterback, so they kind of had to scramble a little bit. But this is a team, you know, that's probably played their best football over the last two games.
Yeah, they're young. Last year they started 10 of their 11 starters on offense were seniors. So, you know, we knew coming in they were going to be young and trying to find people in a few injuries, and we've been through that injury boat before. They're going to play hard. You know, we need to come out and play well. We need to get lower on the offensive defensive line and work ourselves down a little lower. We've been in the chutes a lot this week, so, and doing a really good job in the chutes. So it was good to see it practice. But we need to come out fired up, get after it, and, you know, take care of business and get some guys off the field and keep them healthy.
Yeah, they run that wishbone. You can call it the Barta bone because that's kind of where it came from. But what amazes me and what people will notice this on Friday, their quarterback, his rear end's about maybe 6 inches, if that, off the ground.
Yeah, he's hiding in there behind the center. You know, we have to play very good, responsible defensive football. You know, one guy's got to get on the dive back with our tackles, the outside backers, and the DN's got to get on the double dive, and then we got an outside backer on the edge, you know, sitting there waiting for the quarterback. And their first touchdown last year on their first play was our outside linebacker got lost and sucked inside, and the quarterback kept around the end. So if you don't take care of your responsibility, they're going to bust something on us.
But, I mean – It's hard to believe we're at this moment of the year, but it's kind of the fun year. You strive to play for November and have that opportunity on Friday night.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun, and last year was fun, and these guys are really working hard at practice and goof around. Sometimes I have to get on to them, but keeping them focused every once in a while is a challenge. But they're a good group of guys, and I've enjoyed them.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be back to the colder weather on Friday.
Yeah, it's all right.
But that,
better than 80 and 90.
So. I would agree, especially this time of year. Yeah. All right. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott City's Hardware. Beavers hosting Smoky Valley at 7 o'clock Friday night. Thanks again for the time, as always, and we'll see you there this Friday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.